But basically, the response that the Rebbe is really giving here is that all the questions that people have on the topic of Mashiach and Geula is basically has to do with the fact that you're approaching the whole thing all wrong. If you would be approaching the whole thing right, then all the questions would, you wouldn't have the questions in the first place because the answers would be obvious. Your whole approach, we said, the whole basis of all the questions really starts from the fact that we have this perception of ourselves as, and it's not completely wrong, but we have this perception of ourselves as we are the lowest generation, we are the lowest people in the lowest generation, and all the earlier generations were on much higher spiritual levels than we are, and therefore, who are we to be, what does it mean that we, it's our job? How could you give us the job? How do we, where do we even have the ability to do the job? And why is it that that it's not for the Rebbe to do, it's for us to do? And so on. The Rebbe says that if you actually would, and the way the Rebbe put it here is this idea that this very lofty person that the Rebbe is describing as the Metzera, that the Rebbe says, Yesh Leimer, that all the Jews in our generation are on this level because we've already completed all the work that has to be done till now. The whole point is that the question is, when you look at yourself, what is the part that's you, and what is the part that's just an expression of your external circumstances, right? Any time a person spends any time and effort at any kind of self introspection, the first thing you have to determine is what's me, and what is only an effect of my outside environment. Right? You have to be able to know the difference. If you don't know the difference between what are the things, what's you, and what about you is only an expression of your outside environment, you can't even begin to work on yourself, to improve yourself, to change yourself, to correct yourself, to do anything. If you don't know what's you and what's a result of your situation. What the Rebbe is saying is that this idea that you have of yourself as being the lowest people of the lowest generation, the Rebbe says, all that stuff is actually not you. You're coming along after the work of all the previous generations. Because of all the work of all the previous generations and what they've accomplished, actually, the you part is actually already perfected. All what you see as all the negative, that's only totally, completely superficial, and that's only a manifestation of galus and the situation that you're in. So it never turns the whole basis of chassidus when you start, you open a Tanya and you read the first chapter of Tanya. The first chapter of Tanya is who are you? The whole beginning of Tanya is to explain who are you, and then how do you get in touch with the real, real you, your innermost, how do you get in touch with your soul, your real you? So the Alter Rebbe explains that the you is no good. Yeah, you have a few good qualities, but basically the being that you know as you is just no good. But you should know that deep, deep down you have a neshama. And we have this whole system of Torah mitzvahs, and I'm going to show you how you can reveal your neshama and how you can correct the part of you that's just no good with a few good qualities. So that's your basic approach to Avodas Hashem. I mean, that's Tanya's, your basic guidebook to how you're supposed to relate to yourself and how you're supposed to relate to the world. And by the way, don't be a fool and think that you're anything like the big tzaddik. The big tzaddik is somebody that his real self is his neshama. And his animal soul is just this thing that tags along. But you, your real you, you're an animal. That's who you really are. If you ever want to get in touch with the real you, then you have to follow this whole lengthy process. There's actually a short way to get in touch with the energies of your soul. But if you really want to get in touch with your soul, you have to go through this lengthy lifelong process of getting in touch with the real you. The Rebbe says that at the point that we're holding now, it's exactly the opposite situation. The real you is perfect. It's already been perfected, not because through your efforts, but through the efforts of all the previous generations that came before you. The real you has already been perfected. Anything that you have to deal with and struggle with is only, you should know, entirely external and superficial to you, and it's only a manifestation of the state that you're in, which is in a state of goals. And even that, you should know, is not because goals is this terribly lowly state. It's because the tremendously lofty lights that God wants to transmit to you, and he's just waiting for you to create the vessels to receive that light. So until you've done that and created the vessels to receive that light, so what you're experiencing is this great, tremendous, divine revelation. You're experiencing it as these external, superficial, negative things. So the devil comes along and the devil turns the whole thing on its head. All your questions are based on the fact that you're looking at the world, which you're not wrong for looking at the world that way, because that's how it says in Tanya, that's how he sets it up, that you're basically just, it says you have to figure out, are you a cow, are you an ox, are you a sheep, are you a goat? The question is which animal you are. But the fact is you're an animal. When you say I, you mean me the animal. That's what says in Tanya. When the tzaddik says I, he means the neshama. When you say I, you mean moo. Just a more sophisticated way of saying moo. Or bah, whatever it is, but that's who you are. As long as the devil says, no, it's not. That's the old model, and that's already been taken care of. No thanks to you. That was already taken care of by all the people who came before you, all the work, all the Mesidus Nefesh, all the suffering, all the whatever it is, however that was handled, that's already been taken care of. Everything, all the negativity that you know and you see and you experience is all entirely external and superficial. And in fact, it's the only thing that's missing is for you to reveal that it's all light. It's not darkness. It's light that doesn't have a vessel yet. So your whole job is Iris to tell you and Kalem to tick. And your whole job is to look at everything in the world that you see around you. Anything that you see as a negative in the world around you is an opportunity, is a light that needs to be revealed in a vessel that's waiting to be revealed in a vessel. That's what it is. So the way we bring lights into vessels, that a Jew has the power to bring lights into vessels, is through Torah.